On Tuesday, Walker appointee Rebecca St. John lost her campaign to retain her circuit court judge seat in heavily Democratic Dane County to Madison attorney Rhonda Lanford. And a year ago, Walker appointee Roger Allen lost his race to Judge Ellen Burrs. Asked about the contest yesterday, Walker blamed politics and said they might be his last judicial appointments in Dane County.
Since it doesn't make any sense to drag people through that, and so I think in the future we may look at just allowing positions to be open until there's an election again.
Walker said his decision would be limited to just one county.
Oh, just Dane County. It's the only spot out there. I mean, Milwaukee County, which has obviously got a significant Democrat majority, our appointee still won there. I think largely because people said judicial elections shouldn't be about partisan politics. Dane County seems to be the one exception to that across the state.
Marquette law professor and former Supreme Court Justice Jeanine Geske says she's never heard of a Wisconsin governor refusing to appoint judges to one county.
I guess I understand his frustration with it, but it's his obligation as governor to fill vacancies. In fact, the Wisconsin Constitution provides that anytime there's a vacancy, the governor shall fill that position.
Geske, who was appointed to the Milwaukee County bench by former Republican Governor Lee Sherman Dreyfus and to the Supreme Court by former Republican Governor Tommy Thompson, says she thinks the people of Dane County are entitled to have a full set of judges. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.